This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum, and we're at the 37th World Open in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's July 4th, 2009, and I have with me Orrin Hutson. Many of you all have seen him on the Chess Drum, a number of articles, and he's here in Philadelphia. Tell us what you're doing here in Philadelphia, Orrin.
Well, I'm here because you told me it's very powerful to network and meet people, so I took you up on what your advice, and I'm here to network and meet people, and I'm also playing. I'm playing in the game in 10 now. I have one, I won one and I lost one, so I have three more rounds to play in that, and I have three out of seven in the standard tournament, but you know, I'm trying to do my booth, I'm trying to sell t-shirts, I'm trying to sell books, and do it all, and next year when I come, I'm going to have someone to man my booth so I don't have to worry about trying to rush back to my booth to check on things.
So how has it gone so far in this weekend?
I mean, it's just very educational, learning a lot, meeting people that you know, and I notice everybody, for me, with the Chess Drum, it's almost like this is a Chess Drum, like a family reunion. And so I think we need to expand that. I love for more people to come out and see what Daim is doing. I think this is very powerful. It's a family affair, and I'm enjoying it, and it's very powerful, and I think I'm going to be back, you know, for the rest of the time. I think it's amazing to come.
Now tell me, you got some projects going on now. You're doing a couple of camps. Could you tell us something about those?
Yeah, me and Stephen Muhammad, we're doing a five-day boot camp. It's from July 20th through the 24th. It's at Arabian Mountain High School in Lithonia, Georgia. And it's a very powerful event. And if you want to find out more, check out my website, bsub1.org. And me and Muhammad, we're doing this boot camp, and we're teaching young people to think strategically about their future and make the right moves.
Okay. Now, you've been on a lot of different media outlets, People Magazine, CNN, you name it, you've been there. Can you give us an idea of how you're able to accomplish this and get the attention of the media seemingly so effortlessly?
Well, we got four television stations to come out here yesterday. It's just that if you give the media what they want, they'll give you what they want. And the media is looking for good stories. And if you can share something positive and give people solutions, which is what we're all about, they love it. I mean, I was on three television stations last week in Atlanta. I'm like, wow, they covered me again, because this was on it, and they covered it again. So they said, oh, yeah, but your story is positive. And people feel good about positive and solution. People are tired of the negativity. And so that's why we get media, and we're going to have more media to come. My goal is to be on Oprah in 2009. And so stay tuned, and you'll see me on Oprah before December.
What other kind of projects do you have? Do you have any... I know you said you're trying to train a million kids. You got any other kind of projects that you're planning on? You got any books or any videos that you're coming out with?
Yeah, I'm working on a new book, and I'm working on some video, and the book is going to be called Cash is King. See, the new currency on the planet is cash with a K. K for knowledge, A for attitude, S for skills, and H for habit. And once you get this cash, no one can take it away.
Okay, and the book, what is it going to have in terms of the content?
Well, just those four basic principles and what you need to do to be successful. Like, I'll tell you right now a couple of points. Number one, working hard won't work. You can't work hard. You have to work intelligently. You have to work smart. My father worked hard. May he rest in peace. My father worked hard his whole life. He worked three jobs. But working hard is not the formula. The formula is you got to work intelligently. You got to work smart. So we teach people to work smart. And another formula, excellence is not enough. You have to be amazing. Being excellent will get you laid off. You will be fired for being excellent. And so the key concept is to be amazed. Be amazing.
Now, in terms of you've been doing this since what year?
I started this program in 2000, May of 2007. People were shot in a robbery for $2,000, and I said to myself, "Evil prevails when good people do nothing." So I've been doing it right at 9 years.
Mm-hmm. And you're based right in there in Atlanta?
Based in Atlanta, Georgia, Lithonia, Georgia, and I'm living my dream and teaching young people how to get on the right track. And if you out there listening, I'd love for you to be a part of what we're doing. What we're doing has your name on it. Get in the game and be someone.
Well, Warren, you certainly have a lot of passion, and it's always a pleasure to speak with you, and wish you good luck and success in the future.
Well, I just thank God for you, Daeem. You've been behind me ever since I started, and visit the chess drum, because Daeem is the bomb when it comes to writing and articulating what the chess community is all about. And, you know, a lot of media don't have the understanding and wherewithal that you have when it comes to chess, and you bring that element to the game, and we need to try to get you working at CNN so that the real, you know, the, you know, big media outlet, so that the real portray of chess can be put out there, but they don't have the eloquence and wherewithal and knowledge that you have about the game to really talk about it. And so when they talk about chess, they don't really know the ins and outs. All they know is checkmate. And so we thank God for Chess Drum, and because he's putting the message out and he's articulating, and he's the best in the world at what he does. I think your calling in life, I'm gonna go ahead and say this on record, your calling in life is writing. That's your gift. That's your, God gave you that gift to write, and you need to keep at it. And I guarantee you, if you work on it, you need to come up with a book. That's your money. That's your calling in life. You were born to write. I love you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate all the kind comments, Warren, and we'll be looking for better things, big and better things for the future. All right. Thank you very much. This is Daeem Shahbaz, the Chess Drum with Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and we're signing off.